I'm delighted to be joined by Jane Suter Brandt. She is the great-granddaughter of Joseph R. Suter, the founder of Suter Drug Company. She grew up in Burlington, became an award-winning journalist. Her company, Suter Communications, in Rochester, New York, offers a variety of services, including writing, editing, public relations, and social media. But she came out with her book, Suter's Sodas Satisfy, a memoir of 90 years of Suter drug. And we had her on for that. And she has written a new book and has, well, a lot of pictures of some of the more, I guess, iconic businesses in the city of Burlington. And Jane is joining me today. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me on today.
You know what? I was just telling you that I said I've been in town here. I'm not a native, but I guess 43.
You almost are.
I guess 43 years does give me at least a bit of perspective, because every one of these businesses I'm familiar with, and at least and maybe some of them in more the latter stages of their existence. But you have, I'm going to just read down the list of the businesses you have here, because you've got a profile on each one of them. And it's the J.S. Schramm Company, the Arion, which was a movie theater, became a restaurant and all kinds of things. Ganon's Book and Stationery Store. Reepy Peterson Clothing Company. I remember buying a suit at Reepy Peterson's. Pauly Jewelry Company, the Typewriter Shop. Well, there's one for you. John H. Woody and Sons. Of course, the John H. Woody Foundation is well known in the community as well. And Woody Camera and Cameraland. Brinks, there's one for you. Also, Heine's and Twin Oaks Drive-In. And also Apothecary 24. Picking out the stores, or picking out the individual entities, obviously a lot of them, as I mentioned, iconic, and I don't think you can get much more iconic than the J.S. Schramm Company, can you, Jane?
Oh, I don't think so. I grew up in Burlington, born in 1958, so the bulk of my time in the stores was 1960s, 70s, and early 80s after I got out of college. I worked at Hawkeye for 3 years. And I remember as a little girl what a thrill it was to go to Schramm's to get a new dress for Christmas or Easter, and to see the clerks put the money into the pneumatic tube that then went up through the tube system to, and your change magically came back down.
And you know, the interesting thing about it is, and Schramm's, I believe, closed, I think it was 1995, if I'm correct. But, you know, it's funny, and I think the reality is that retailing in general has changed dramatically, especially now in the new internet age and the buying online age, hasn't it?
Oh, yes, it's changed tremendously. I mean, you read all the time now about these major stores that are closing and shuttering because of the online shopping. So definitely, you know, the department stores, as we remember them from, you know, from growing up, a lot of them just don't even exist anymore.
And yeah, Yonkers and Penny's aren't around here anymore. But Penny's is still in existence nationwide. But Yonkers, yeah, the entire chain is down. But you have among the businesses, the Arion. And I think I know that occasionally my wife will say, what do you want for supper today? I said, I'd like a Swiss steak dinner at the Arion.
And you, awesome.
And I bet you would like an Arion pizza.
And a Shirley Temple, which is what we drank in high school. And they would put these little plastic giraffes or zebras on your drink. And I used to collect that. My girlfriends and I, we would collect those little animals and have them in our bedrooms.
What I remember about the Arion is we would go there. It was back first married, and we had little kids, and I can remember going to the Arion at five, and the organ in the back of the restaurant being played.
Mm, mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
They, you know, it was the atmosphere was somewhat, as I said, it was dated, but it was. The food was sensational. I think that's the thing that stood out. And the pizza, the sauce, I guess the sauce still lives on, though, right?
Yes, yes. Art DeWald, who founded the Arion, his grandson, Kurt, does make the pizza sauce after many different trials. He found figured out the recipe that he thought was, you know, the most accurate, and now he sells that online, and you can buy that online.
And okay, and so the Ariane is no more, but as I said, it was a thriving business. It was the late night place to go, wasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, in the 40s and 50s, there was a private nightclub above it, and then, you know, they were famous for getting all these wonderful singers and bands that were coming from Chicago on their way to Des Moines, and they would stop off at the Ariane and play. And so Bob Hope was there, Gene Autry was there, Red Skelton was there.
Louis Armstrong.
Yep, Louis Armstrong, after that famous concert at Steamboat Days, where it got rained out and everybody had to cram into the Memorial Auditorium building. He went over there afterward because he knew the piano player at the Ariane, and he came in.
Okay. Here's one for you. The Ganon Book and Stationery Store. There's another iconic
mm-hmm.
place. I don't really recall a lot about that. I don't think I did a lot of shopping there, but it was what? The place to go to get, that was where you got art supplies and everything else, right?
Yes, art supplies, school supplies. You know, this was long before, you know, Staples was opening up and those kinds of stores. And had a wonderful book selection, and they would have occasionally authors would come through. And what I was especially surprised to find out was that it actually had its origins as a store. It was James Love's bookstore, and it was actually on Jefferson Street.
Okay.
And then there was Mr. Ganon worked for him and then eventually bought the business from him. And, you know, one of the wonderful things about doing this book was that I was able to sit down with either the owners of these businesses or their family members and interview them. And so that's a big part of the book, in addition to the fact that they shared with me their photos.
Yes, and the photos are priceless. And in fact, the photos really do sell the book itself, especially because they go back to the very beginning. Some of them go back to the last century. But again, we were talking about some of the businesses. We'll kind of click through some of these. Reepy Peterson Clothing, you know, as I said, I bought a suit there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first suit I bought in Burlington was bought at Reepy Peterson's. And it was literally the styles have changed. You know, it's not suits. We do not really have a suit store in Burlington anymore. That's hard to believe, isn't it?
Well, yes and no, because, you know, business wear has become so casual also.
Yeah.
And, you know, I got a kick out of some of the quotes that I came across in reading about Reepy Peterson's, and where even back in the 50s, you know, Mr. Peterson would be kind of dismissive of the way some people dressed in Burlington. And then he would say, well, there, you know, some people are getting better. The men are starting to start wearing their suits more to church and things like that. But it was pretty funny. I think one of the quotes was something about that people look like they had just come out of a flood.
Pauly Jewelry Company was an iconic place in downtown Burlington. I know we did a lot of promotions on the radio with them. Giving away jewelry and items from them. The typewriter shop, here's one for you. It's the typewriter itself has sort of become, to imagine that the typewriter is basically trying to find one anymore is really hard, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, being a journalist and working at newspapers, you know, I remember when I was very first learning, we learned how to type stories, you know, on a typewriter, and then we advanced to computers. But a lot of times editors would have an old typewriter in their office just as a little showpiece. But, yeah, that's something that definitely you don't hear. You know, a lot of kids these days, typewriter, they wouldn't even know what that was.
And Whitty Camera and Cameraland, how that kind of grew out of the John H. Whitty. I'm not sure John H. Whitty empire, so to speak, but it was really what it was. And and you got a picture there from the 93 flood, I think it is, with Newt Colburn sleeping while their pumps are going, trying to get the water out of the store. The Twin Oaks Drive-In. It's El Taco Casa, but they occasionally have Twin Oaks days. But that was really one of the original car hop places in town, wasn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And I had so much fun interviewing Keith Schultz, whose father and uncle started Twin Oaks. And yes, so it was definitely one of the car hop places. The car hops were not able to roller skate because the parking lot was gravel. But definitely they had amazing, you know, milkshakes and burgers and French fries and just a small counter service inside, but it truly was a drive-in.
It really was. And now you've got a book signing going on 11 to 2 Saturday the 16th at Burlington by the Book, signing copies of this book. And you also have a reception going on that Saturday at the Arts Center with welcoming all of the, I guess, family members and those people that have descendants of all of the people that founded all of these stores, right?
Yes, and I really hope that the public will come to this reception. It's free. It's from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Arts Center. And it's a great way for the community to say thank you to these people and their families who founded these businesses and really contributed to the quality of life in Burlington. And what's even more exciting to me, or equally exciting, is that there's at least a half a dozen artists who have painted, done paintings or artworks based on these iconic photos of some of the various businesses. And those are going to be on display, and I can't wait to see what they've come up with.
Wow, and you're doing a talk and book signing at the Heritage Center the next day. That's on Sunday, 1:30, the 17th, again, at the Heritage Center Museum in downtown Burlington. But again, beloved Burlington, if you have been around as long as I have, or if you've been a native of Burlington, this is a must-buy type of item because it's got the photos themselves are just basically unbelievable in terms of what they show of a history of this city. But anyway, Jane Suter Brandt, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you, Steve, for having me, and I hope to see you and many other friends and make new friends on November 16th and 17th when I'm in Burlington for these events.
Jane, have a great day. Thanks again.
All right, you take care, Steve.